So what is important is in what you do, why you do is more important than what you do. Always. So when you see gopis dressing up so nicely every day, so you may feel that gopis want to just praise themselves, or people should appreciate their beauty, or they should get the fame ki she is so beautiful. That's what we think when we dress up. Ki when I dress up, you should tell me ki you're looking very nice. But when the gopis dress up, they don't have any of these expectations. They only dress up to please Krishna, so that when he looks at me, he should be happy. Because I look at you now, because your face is very oily. Right from morning you have come here and you are very oily, tired face, all hair is withered here and there, your dress is all disarrayed. So when I look at you, I'll not feel happy. Similarly, if I am coming to give lecture and I am very shabby, you'll not feel happy to look at me and to listen to me. But if I dress up well and come fresh, happy, smiling, then you may like to listen to me. So I may dress up nicely, but not that you tell me, ki, oh, she's looking so beautiful today. Not for that purpose, but you feel nice and I can speak to you. So gopis only dress up only to please Krishna. It's a very higher purpose. So they also will do lipstick, this, that, eyebrows, everything they will do what we do. And they'll ask also, tell me properly, is it alright, is it not alright? Everything they'll do, like as if ordinary women. But the whole purpose is to please the Lord. So that when he will look at me, he should be happy. That's why they dress every day in variety of ways, in variety of colors, they plan to do that. Variety of flowers, variety of ornaments, variety of dances they do every day. The purpose is only to please. So similarly, when you do dieting, one purpose can be, I should become slim and beautiful. People should say, oh sir, how young you look. You don't look, huh? What your age is. Ah, wonderful, wonderful. All the people are happy. I am looking younger and I am looking slim and I am looking fit. But the purpose of all this thing is to be able to serve the Lord for longer time till the end of life. And if you want to have the pleasure of eating, then surely you will get diseased very fast, earlier than before. Earlier than later, right? And when you fall sick, then you will need to be taken care by somebody than you taking care of people. Right? So if I have a desire, for example, ki till 75 years of age, I should be just serving the way I am serving now. Then I should take care of my health. Because what is going to be stopping me from my plan is my health. If my health is not going to be alright, I may have big dreams, ki till 100 years I want to go and serve. But I'll be knocked down in 10 years only. And I'll just keep dreaming only, oh, I thought. But my thought process and my actions should match. Then only my thoughts will be in reality tomorrow. But if I just talk, I want to give service to humanity at large for next 25 years, 30 years. But I eat patata vadas and samosas and everything on the way, pav bhaji and dabili and everything comes in the way. Then very soon I'll end up in heart trouble, this trouble, that trouble. And most of my time will go in treating myself in hospitalization, medications, these investigations. What do the old people do? They're half time in hospital only. They're just doing this test and that test and investigation, consultations and again changing medications and these. Half the life only discussing that and doing that. Morning walk, they keep discussing about what they're going to do today to their fellow old people. Today is my orthopedic appointment and today is eco appointment and today is my that appointment. Today this happened, I fell down, I got a bruised wound here. And then afterward they go to the doctor and they keep discussing the same thing whole day. That is usually the old age. Old age means you simply talk about your body all the time. You become so body conscious. In the young age you become body conscious because body is giving happiness to you. You want to enjoy the body through various things, eating, sleeping, mating, defending, whatever you are doing. In the old age, also you become body conscious, highly body conscious, because your knee is aching, your head is aching, your neck is aching, you can't turn here, you can't turn there, your spondylitis, your lumbar spondylitis. So you become more body conscious. And we are supposed to become Krishna conscious, not body conscious. But if you want to become Krishna conscious, then you have to practice certain rules and regulations so that you will not become body conscious in future. Like those ladies or gents whose hair turn white at early age. Suppose you, if you are 25 year old and your most of hair become white, then all time you will become hair conscious. Constantly you will see, oh, I dyed it, but some part is again becoming grey. So all time you are saying, oh, my sister's wedding is coming, oh, this is white, I should again do it. Constantly you will be thinking about, if you are fat, then constantly you will think, oh my God, how will I look in this marriage and that marriage and this marriage and this function and that function. So the world will always prompt you to become body conscious. But spiritually we are told and trained to be Krishna conscious. And there is always a battle between body consciousness and Krishna consciousness. Always there is struggle. God consciousness, body consciousness. Sometimes in the day body conscious, sometimes in the day Krishna consciousness. So it's like struggle going on constantly. And in the process, later on we become more Krishna conscious, less body conscious. Minimal body consciousness will be there because you have to be hungry, so you have to eat. You will be dirty, so you have to take bath. You will go to toilet, you will go to washroom. That basic thing for everybody is there. That's not bad or sinful. But it has to be reduced to that. Just to maintain body so that you can use the body. Like maintain the vehicle so you can drive the vehicle. You don't do servicing whole day. Every single day you keep servicing the vehicle. So when do you drive the vehicle then? Purpose of vehicle is to drive the vehicle, not to keep servicing, keep oiling, keep putting air, keep cleaning, keep polishing. That you will do when your vehicle is new, whole day you will keep on rubbing only. But ultimately you will run the vehicle. Because you want to, you bought the vehicle so that you can go to market quickly, go to there quickly, drop the children to school quickly. So, if we do diet, the purpose is not to look beautiful or to look young or to feel nice about it. Purpose is only that if I am more fit than today, then I can serve better tomorrow. That is the only thing we keep health for. Even if you do yoga, you go to gymnasium, you go for walking, or you Surya Namaskar, or you may take massage maybe once in a week, or you take leg massage every night in the sleep before sleeping. All this is ultimately meant not to please yourself, but to remain fit so that you can serve. And that should be the purpose of human life, so that we can serve. If you are unable to serve, then our life is useless actually. Because you have to keep serving either God or yourself. This is not true. You can't stop serving. You will have to keep serving. But you keep serving yourself only all time. My hair is not good, my stomach is not good, my legs are not good, my this is not good, my that is not good. So the all time you are only meditating that only. So now you said ki you need to have a lot of determination to do that. When one can be determined? Tell me. Suppose you are unmarried. You are unmarried, right? You are unmarried also? No, who is unmarried here? Except you. Only one, okay. Suppose you give your child, 6 months child to her. I say, take care of her for 3 days. I am going to Kulu Manali. So what will be your condition? Hurry, in 1 hour she'll say, Baba, hey, Shelby, can you take this baby? You are already a mother, so you are trained, so I can't just do it. But suppose it's your baby only. You will do that? So, what is the difference between her and you? No, because you own, you own the baby. So, whether it's liking or not liking, pleasurable or not pleasurable, you feel, I love the baby, so I have to do it. That means you are deriving higher pleasure in being a mother than the trouble of the child. Just by having the baby, you have such happiness and such pleasure you are deriving. The baby is toilet and crying and this and that are okay for you. So when you are determined, when you taste something higher, then you can be determined. when a lady is like ready to give up her father and mother and dear uncle and dear sister, she's falling in love with somebody which is higher for her. For that love, she had to run away from all the loving people in the house, because their love is lower than that love which she is looking for. So that higher pleasure gives her determination to plan and to run away from the house. There is a story in scriptures that Shakuntala was in love with Dushyanta. Kanva Muni ke ashram mein Shakuntala was born because of union of Vishwamitra Muni and Menaka. And she was raised in Kanva Muni's ashram. When she became young, she fell in love with one boy called Dushyanta, who was a prince. So one time she ran in the middle of the night in a forest to meet him. In seclusion, akele mein milne ke liye, she ran in the middle of the night in the forest. Generally a girl will not look into the direction of forest because so much fear is there, no? So she ran and she met him. So he asked, hey, how you came? There are wild animals, there's tigers, there is snakes, there is so many things are there which you can die. Just it's pitch dark, you don't know which direction you are going. How you came? She said, I don't know. I don't know means what? I was so much enamored with your love that I didn't care anything. What is there, fearful? Or what is there, any shame? There is no shame also that she ran away from home and to meet him. And there is no fear also. So it is said, Kama Turanam na Bhayam na Lajja. Once you are enamored by something, you have no fear, you have no shame. There is Sanskrit Subhashit for that. So if you want to maintain a diet, you need to have some higher pleasure for that. Then only you can give up something lower. Yes, I love this, but I'll not take this because I have something higher than that. So unless you have something higher than that, you can't give up anything like this. If there is something more pleasurable than batata vada in your life, then only you can give up batata vada. If there is nothing else than that, then you will keep taking that only, because you need happiness, no? You can't just give up something. Okay, I'll not take this, I'll not take this, I'll not take this, I'll not take that. But then what you'll take? What you take has to be higher than what you are not going to take. Doctor tells you, no salt, huh? Diabetes, you are hypertensive. No sweets, you are diabetic. No this, for you are this, you know that. You have liver problem, you have kidney failure, no potassium, all those things. So you have to find something higher pleasure in life, then only you can tolerate all these things. Otherwise only frustration will come. There are so many fat people in the world. They are unable to give up because they are only told, don't eat sweets, don't eat fried, don't eat rice, don't eat this, don't eat that. But they are not told that there are so many varieties you can take which are tasty also. There is some happiness, no? So you have to look for the higher happiness. Then only you can give up all these things. Then only the determination so-called can appear in you. How you are determined to stay awake in the night when your baby is crying? What gives that determination to you? Your love for the baby, no? But when you are unmarried, you don't know what that love is. You see other mothers, what life is, a frustrating life. Whole night she is awake, whole night baby is crying, kya, kya, kya. Hearing that only I am disturbed. But this lady is awake, taking, cleaning the baby 50 times in those motions. But when you get married and you get a baby, the happiness will motivate you and give you determination to do all the things what you are doing. And even you will be surprised tomorrow when you will become mother. Arre, I didn't think I can do this, but now I am doing it. I didn't think I will have 3 babies and I will manage them. But I am doing it now. Maybe 4th baby will come, I will look after. I don't know. So what I am trying to tell you, when you are unmarried, if somebody were told you, ki Bhadra Priya, at age of 35, na, will have 3 kids. So she will get mad that time only. 3 kids, what you are telling? I don't think I can have 3 kids. But now, the love of the 3 kids makes you, sometimes you look at them and feel, my God, how they are managing? But they are managing. In traveling they are managing, in home they are managing, in job they are managing. only out of higher understanding one can do all these things in life. So if you feel that really want to serve the Lord, now they can look after three kids, it's because they have three kids, now what to do? But suppose they have understanding that all my three kids should be an offering to the Lord. Their life should be as an offering to my Lord. They should become devotees and they should become cultured. They should become exemplary and their life should be for the service to others. And that's why I am training them. Not only feeding them and clothing them and cleaning them, but I am training them to become a very good human being, an asset to society. So that motivation will give them happiness. We don't give them pain. That's not the feeling, na? It's not cut. It is a pleasure to take all the pain to see that one day they will become very wonderful devotees and society will be benefiting from them. Like today when I look at my daughter, I only get satisfaction and happiness. Because all the years which I invested in her, now I see that she is a devotee, she's a well cultured girl, she takes care of her house, she is responsible, she is calling guests at home and having kirtan at home, prayers, she is chanting, everything is so nice that I don't want to worry about it now. So I feel all that trouble I took, whatever trouble I took, is all come into a beautiful fruit now. So looking at me, maybe they will get motivated ki haan, we also will have the pleasure of all our three kids will become wonderful asset to society. Society will praise them. Society will like their children to be like that, like their children. Huh? So when that goal is there and happiness is there, then automatically you will keep doing things. And human life is meant for all these things only. Do higher things. Not meant for doing those things which animals are doing anyway nicely. You understand? Animals are doing all those things much better than you. For example, today, yesterday afternoon I was telling the Jagruti people that she a dog. Huh? See, exactly, analyze properly. There's a she dog and there's a he dog. They mate and she dog become pregnant. Afterwards, the he dog doesn't even remember whom he has done what. He just goes away and maybe finds many other she dogs and keeps doing the business, whatever he's doing. Then she bears the pregnancy. Then you and me get generally one child at a time. Sometimes twins. How many dogs they are born by one she dog? Six. Sometimes eight also. Even the rat gives sometimes eight babies at one time. And you, when you get one baby, you have a husband with you. You have a servant with you. Sometimes mother-in-law with you. But husband and servant, you have to assure that they are there. And with that also, you find it so difficult to raise a baby. You have to stay awake in the nights and you have to really... But at the same time, you have a job and you are on maternity leave. Your pagar is on. If you can't go to bazaar, somebody else go to bazaar and buys vegetables and there is an arrangement. But look at the she dog. She has no fixed job and fixed income. She's on somebody's garage in the corner. She has no guarantee of next meal from where it is coming. And now she was alone up till now. Now she has to feed herself and six more. And she doesn't know after she gets this food when next meal is going to come. So whole day that she dog is working so hard. Stay hungry herself but bring food for the babies who are on her breast or on her whatever. So who is doing a better job? You or a she dog? Tell me. Tell me honestly, she has no support, she has no husband, she has no fixed food resource, and she has not one, she has got six. Every time you go, you do you shoo her away. Hey, not here, not here, that garage, this garage. You want to just chase her away, because it smells bad and all those things. But you have a nice house, nice cradle, nice room, husband, servant, fixed money coming. You are not hungry about what next meal I'll get from. You're not a beggar, you are at home. But the she dog has so much struggle to maintain herself and the babies. And all six are like on her breast. Because I've seen on the road how they are like trying to drink the milk, you know, and she's trying to walk, but they all are hanging on her, trying to drink her milk. And she has to find her own food to give them milk. So much struggle is there. And in that all struggle, she raises them and one day they are free. So who is doing a better job of raising children? Physically, not spiritually, physically. All the animals and birds. In my house, in the balcony grill, one time kabutar somehow got in and laid two eggs there. Somehow we were avoiding, but somehow one fine day the kabutar came in and laid the two eggs. Then we can't chase the kabutar because kabutar is like worried even how crow will come and break my egg and eat the egg. So we felt compassion. Okay. Around 3 months the kabutar was there and the two eggs were there and the eggs were hatched and two babies came out and then the babies had to be fed and the kabutar had to really worry whether we are chasing them away or crow is coming in trying to hurt the babies. Then she has to go out and bring some grains and first feed the babies and then she will have the grains. Because sometimes I will put some grains, na? The way the babies will eat, na? As if they are like hungry like mad actually. And she will not eat. See, the babies are picking up all the grains. And then babies are quiet, then she will pick up the remaining grains. And this she has to do for so many months and there is no husband there. There is no fixed source of grains that, okay, Dr. Shanbhag's wife will put every day. I said, she no, I guarantee that. So that's why I said, made a statement before I gave two examples that our life is not only meant for doing that, what the animals are doing much better than us. If they are doing that thing better than us, then what are we doing and what is our purpose? Definitely our purpose is higher than their life, na? That much we know. That the purpose of their life definitely is lower than the purpose of our life. Our life is higher than their life. So what is it that higher that we are doing which we can proudly say, ki yes, I am better than a kabutar or a dog? And that is only bhakti. If that you do, you are giving culture, behavior, character, qualities, then you can say you are a human being. And after developing culture and character and human qualities, if you are God conscious, then you can say I have fulfilled the purpose of my life. But by after becoming human being, we only do those things which dogs and cats are doing much better than us. Then the life is a waste. Simply a waste. So when we raise a child, or when you look after your husband, or when you look after your house, when you go for a job, and when you clean yourself, or when you treat yourself when you are sick, don't think you are doing anything great in life. Nothing great in life. Absolutely nothing. We have so many facilities that we have hospital, we have doctors. The dogs and cats and birds have no hospital. So many dogs are there limping and then they heal and they have a tortured leg. There is no doctor there. Some dogs are having fortune to have Malik and then treatment is there and cleaning is there. But most animals, most birds, all are on their own. There is no treatment, nothing. They keep vomiting sometimes, keep coughing sometimes, but they just go on. We have all the facilities. Now why all the facilities are given to you? You are in a house, you wear clothes, you eat good food, you cook the food nicely, you put it in the plate, then you eat, you have a nice sleeping arrangement, you bathe with the soap. I am saying, why are you doing all these things? It's normal things, but dogs don't have soap. They don't have a bucket and mug to take bath every day. We have all those facilities. Now why God has given so many facilities to you as human being? Because God has something higher purpose from you and me. That is why He has given so many facilities. You see, calf, when the cow gives birth to calf, na, on the spot the calf stands up. But human being takes 1 year to stand up. So much of pampering is required. So much songs are required. You have to run behind the baby, cow bark, chew bark, karun, one. But this is the calf, see the baby dogs. They don't have that facility to nakhra and all those things. They have to eat whatever comes. Otherwise, nothing. Mummy is not going to sing songs for you. To eat. You have to run behind the mummy and feed yourself. It's like that. So all these things which are very uniquely given to us, the only purpose is that you become God conscious, you connect with God, and end this misery of life. For that this human life is given to you. Not for nothing else. So you may be a teacher, you may be a mother, you may be a prime minister of Germany, you may be a scientist, you may be an IT professional, you may be Indra Nuri, the CEO of Pepsi all over the world, drawing 100 crores per year as salary. You may be that person also. You may be the most influential lady in the world, like Indra Nuri, or maybe Sonia Gandhi, or maybe Priyanka Chopra. Now they are coming their names. Even though you are that, still the goal of life for you doesn't change. It's not different for Priyanka Chopra and Sonia Gandhi and Angela Merkel and for you. The goal of life is same. Only thing that that person forgets because of 100 crore salary, and you may not forget and you will do your duties to God. But if you don't do that, we are simply two-legged animals. Let us face it, it sounds very bitter and harsh. But without God consciousness, our life is simply two-legged animal life. Only for namesake we are human beings, but all our activities, all our thoughts, all our purpose, all whatever we think is only animalistic. Only enjoying body, enjoying body, enjoying body, nothing else. Animals do the same thing whole day, enjoying body, enjoying body, enjoying body, eating, sleeping, sex, running away, enjoyment, playing, only enjoyment, for self-enjoyment. And we do the same thing, then we are no better than animals. So then we understand this thing. So to understanding the purpose of life, Bhagavan ne humko buddhi bhi diya hai, jo kutte ko nahi diya hai, panchi ko nahi diya hai. So that buddhi also is given to us. To understand first what is the purpose. Then facility to practice also is given to us. Saints are given to us. Scripture is given to us. Temple, churches, mosques are given to us to go and worship the Lord. Holy places are given to us to go and visit and hear about the Lord. Opportunity of service is given to us to serve the Lord. All this is arranged only so that we can fulfill the real purpose of life for which God has sent us here. In this human form of life. Then determination comes. Once you are on the higher platform of understanding, then determination comes in you to give up the lower platform. Hare Krishna. Now you have any question? So if at all I want to remain fit, the fitness is only meant to serve the Lord, so that I can serve maybe more than yesterday, or at least like yesterday. Or if I get older and I can't do as much as I was doing before, at least the quality of my service should increase. Quantity may decrease, but quality will increase, or should increase. Because as age grows up, you know, you are going to become sicker and you are going to become not as fit physically, energy point of view. Many things come up. So then what we look for is improve the quality and depth of our service than the quantity. Maybe 5 minutes you spend and you create 10 times more effect than previous 1 hour. For that you have to practice. You have to practice spirituality. You have to chant the holy name. You have to do austerities, take penance, take difficult maybe vows, and purify yourself and make yourself more powerful than before, so that in your company people will get benefited much faster and earlier than before. So all comes to the point of what? Purity. As time goes in bhakti, in devotion, you expect more and more purity to come. So that purity will affect the heart of people. Ultimately what affects is only purity. Maybe everyone speaks the same language, but somebody speaks that and immediately it touches your heart. Because his purity is higher than the other's purity. So when your purity is increasing day by day, then your influence also is increasing day by day. And that purity we have to achieve. Create purity within and create purity around. within and around. So whoever comes in your contact should get affected by the purity that you have. Not that you get affected by their purity or impurity. They get influenced by your purity and their life changes. Then there is some meaning to life. Otherwise, our Lochan Das Thakur says, many people come, many people go, many people take birth and die. What change it takes place in the world? What difference it takes in the world? Hello or gelo, aisa Bengali mein bolte hain. They also come and they also go. Many people come and go. What difference it makes? But somebody goes and there's some difference, say, oh, we miss something. Then there is some meaning to that life. Otherwise, what is the difference? Hare Krishna. Any question? Yes, Vadrapriya. I used your example profusely in this class. So you should ask question. Spiritual life, Anna, is so beautiful actually. So beautiful that, for example, we go to holy places, na? It's not the first time we go to Vrindavan, or first time we went to Mayapur, or first time we went to Jagannath Puri. But it is so beautiful that each time we go, we feel higher happiness than before, in the same place. Like for example, the birthplace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Yogpeeth. How many of you have come with me to Mayapur? You came to Mayapur? You remember the place where under the tree Lord was born, Yogpeeth. Where I have gone, I lost the count only, how many times I have gone there. But when I went this time, I felt so much happiness as if first time I am going there. Or like, I can't explain to you what I want to say, but why I say it's beautiful, because every time you do the same thing, it is so much happiness and pleasurable activity. Like every time we chant the holy name, it's not that, oh, so boring it is. Why 16 rounds? Why not 5 rounds? It would be so nice if it were 5 rounds. 16 rounds is too much, is it not true? We should not feel like that actually, we should feel happiness. And it is a potentially very happy activity. So like that, अरे पापा मायापुर तो गए ना लास्ट ईयर, इस बार मायापुर क्यों जा रहे हैं? इस बार कहीं और चलते ना, आपको होली प्लेस जाना है तो चलो आए तो चलते ना, मायापुर क्यों जाने गए? बट डिवोटीज व्हेन दे गो टू मायापुर, दे डोंट से व्हाई मायापुर अगेन, दे वांट टू गो अगेन एंड दे वांट टू गो अगेन एंड अगेन द सेम प्लेसेस. एंड हियर द सेम स्टोरी व्हाट एवर गुरु महाराज टोल्ड, 33 आवर्स ही नरेटेड द स्टोरीज, 33 आवर्स. ओके, I don't think anything that he told, I have not heard before. I have already heard. So I didn't feel, again, I know this story. Maharaj, tell something new, na? Why are you telling the same thing? Again, the same birth and the same mother and the same father and same story, snake ka story, this story, that story. I know, Maharaj, everything I have heard. Tell something new. I have come far distance from Mumbai, spending so much money, not to hear the same story again and again. We don't say like that. We have the same story, and my experience this time I'll tell you, I felt like never before I heard the story this time. Everybody I went and told, ki this time ka story da, the way it was narrated, like never before. But if you hear the content, you know, same stories. So what is that new thing which touches you? The new thing is that with more purity the story is told. Maybe with more purity you are hearing the story again. It's like you have taken milk. Yesterday you took in steel glass. Today the same milk is given to you in silver glass. And tomorrow the same milk is given to you in golden glass. Is it going to be same? No. It's going to be different every time. The milk is same, but the metal is changing. And maybe gold glass ke baad mein gold pot will be given to you. Gold flask will be given to you. And you will have small glass yesterday, today big flask, tomorrow big pot. Hai na? Or the same milk tomorrow with kesar, and day after with some other things in that. So you will wait for it, no? Next time. You will not say, same milk again, no fruit juice this time. You will say, fine, give. I will take. Because every ever fresh, ever new. That's why I said spiritual life is very beautiful. If you are really into it now, it never becomes boring. In fact, it is everything new every time. You don't feel the same place and same time and same visit and same devotee also. Last time also same group was with me. Same mirror of devotees were travelling. This time also mirror of devotees only. There is no change only. It's not like that. Same Bhadra Priya, same Shyam Kund and same Dr. Sachin Palaskar and same his wife. I want some different company now, different group. Not like that also. Or the same Gauranga Prabhu is cooking same kind of food. The same kind of taste is there every time. Not like that. Ever fresh, ever good happiness, increasing happiness is there in that. That is why you have to also analyze ki why a person like me is not giving up all these things. Abhi 35 year ho gaya. I'm still doing it. Okay, abhi 35 years ka, you can say, God, 35 years kiya abhi. Abhi account mein enough jam gaya abhi, both ho gaya abhi. Now I retire. I will not chant because already I have chanted so much. I have already, you know my record, what I have chanted. So can I retire now, God? Please retire, make me retire. So I can relax, you know, not take so much of stress. Every day chanting, chanting, chanting. What is that thing which makes me continue every day and every day? And what is that thing which makes me tell you every day, please do it yourself, please do it yourself. Something must be there, no? Something has to be there, no? Which makes me come here in the hectic schedule and still I keep telling you the same thing again and again. That thing is very pleasurable. Source of all happiness, source of all satisfaction is that thing, which you need to find for yourself. I have found for myself, you have to find for yourself. I can guide you, I can tell you, I can describe you, but you have to find it for yourself. When you find it for yourself, you will be so happy in life. Nothing will bother you. You may get some difficulties, you will not be affected by that. You will be only happy. Anna? So is there any question? Yes, Mr. Jari. No question. All of you are convinced. Whatever I said, each and every word, you are fully convinced and you are going to follow each and every word. I take it that way and end my speech. Hare Krishna.